Georgia's first news for your Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. A former Ward 3 councilperson for the city of Temple has qualified to run for Ward 4 in 2023. Hiley Miller served as Ward 3 councilperson in Temple for more than a decade before resigning from that position earlier this year after her family moved out of that ward. Now living in Ward 4 and with Ward 4 Councilman Tom Wallace not seeking re-election, Miller is one of two names on the ballot for that seat in the November election.
I've always been concerned with local politics. I was very interested, and I take pride in my community. So I actually graduated in 2007 from West Georgia with a political science degree, and so rolled right into 2008 and ran for election and was elected and have loved it ever since.
Miller was a recent guest on the WLBB Community Voice program, and that entire show is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. Well, bond has been denied for a Jacksonville, Alabama woman charged with aggravated assault and jailed in Carroll County after she was accused of shooting at an occupied vehicle outside of a local bar. Witnesses telling Carrollton police that LaTanya Heflin shot at Montrez Smith's vehicle outside the Westside Bar and Grill on Alabama Street in Carrollton. Witnesses stated that the two had been arguing earlier in the week, and according to the report, they exchanged words in the bar parking lot, and Smith was attempting to leave when Heflin shot at his vehicle. Heflin and Smith share a son, but are not believed to be currently a couple. Carroll County court documents show that the two have spent much of 2023 wrapped up in a civil suit concerning child support. This incident remains under investigation. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office advising residents of the Sugar Bush subdivision and other neighborhoods close to the triangle off of Highway 166, Bankhead Highway, Highway 61 area, of a rash of entering autos recently occurring in that area. Deputies encouraging residents there to keep an eye out for anything suspicious and contact 911 with any activity that they deem to be out of the ordinary. Residents should make sure their vehicles are locked, take their valuables out of their vehicles, and do not leave keys inside of their vehicles. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office receiving numerous reports on Monday of an individual claiming to be Carroll County Superior Court Judge Dustin Hightower soliciting money for allegedly missing jury duty. Carroll County officials say they will never solicit money over the telephone, and they typically do not provide courtesy calls if you have warrants. Deputies telling residents do not fall victim and never send money without checking the source out first, as these scams are becoming more and more typical as ways to send money become easier. Marching bands from area high schools and the University of West Georgia will be making big noises in the City of Gold Tuesday for the annual Carroll County Band Exhibition.
It's going to be a great event. The band exhibition started over 30 years ago, and it's a way for us to showcase these incredible musicians and event that's focused on them. It allows them to do what they do so well out on the field. So it's going to be a great event.
Carroll County Schools District Director of Bands Neil Ruby promoting the event on the B92 Country Morning Show with Seth Kane.
It's a non-competitive event, so it is an exhibition, but we do bring in commentators, adjudicators per se, without giving out any scores or ratings or anything like that. But we bring individuals in that are experts in the field to provide some comments. So we use it as a teaching resource also for our bands to continue to improve on the product that they're doing.
And gates open at 5:30 for the Carroll County Band Exhibition at Villarica High School. The bands start playing at 6:30. Admission is $10, and all proceeds go to support the Dr. Padgett Music Scholarship. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com websites, and the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.